Hi, my name is Carl Swinson, and I'm going to tip my hand right off the start, like the other great questioners, and say that if theories and ideas around things like intelligent design and creationism are scientifically all but dead, they just haven't fallen over yet, then I see something else waiting in the wings scientifically that could be a problem for science. And so I ask your opinion about this. Things like, you've used the word mind a lot. We think of mind as some dimensionless thing in the middle of our head that tells us what to do and is separate from the brain, which is similar to the soul, another popular notion. So what does science or philosophy at this point have to say about this?
About the mind?
About the existence of it. Or the soul, or the popular notions?
Well, my view would be a materialistic one. Not everybody's would. And my view would be that mind and soul and consciousness and all those sorts of words are... They describe something which is a manifestation of the material brain and doesn't have any existence outside material brains, where material brains could at some future date perhaps include silicon brains, not just neuronal brains. But there has to be some sort of physical medium, doubtless highly complicated, highly interconnected, a network of complicated wiring diagram, which by some means which neurophysiologists are now working on, results in the phenomena which psychologists study and which we colloquially give names like mind and even soul to. So I don't think that the mind is an immaterial thing that has any existence outside the material world.